This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stottmiller, with you on this Tuesday, on the 7th day of May, 2019. Well, the pure hypocrisy. You know, the Democrats finally starting to realize that, wait a minute, we got to do something about trade. I mean, I almost, when I see Charles the Possum Schumer, one of the entrenched ones in the Democrat Party, actually come out in support of Trump on clamping down on China, it just makes my head swim. Well, on the issue of our migrants, we call it a flood of illegal aliens. And folks, you know, George Soros is in on this one. The Pope in Rome is in on this one, giving money. We call them illegal aliens busting in here. The laws have got to be changed because the new thing is, and you know this, come into the country, get here, cross the border illegally, and just say, I need asylum, I need asylum. And of course, you're processed, and what? Kicked out? Well, you're kicked out of custody, you're not kicked out of the country. Well, Arizona Democrats claim that there's no border crisis, and then turn around and beg Donald Trump for help with the flood of migrants. Folks, hypocrisy at its finest. They understand that they keep this up. Ooh, 24 Democrats running? Well, you could melt them all down, and you're still not going to get half of anything. They're realizing what they're pushing ain't floating with people. They're finally catching up with what people are demanding of the government. Well, 5 Arizona House Democrats have repeatedly denied that there's a crisis at the border. Have asked,
I've been down in the ghetto today.
Have asked Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McClellan to help with a flood of immigrants at the southern border by appointing a federal crisis coordinator. But there's no crisis. In a Monday letter to McClellan, I guess it is, the Democrats suggested that the Trump administration border security policies were setting up a range of other catastrophic issues, according to The Hill. Arizona Democrat Representatives Ruben Gallego, Rawl, I can't even pronounce his last name, not even try, Ann Kilpatrick, Greg Stanton, and Tom O'Halloran, wrote that the administration's measures to use Defense Department funds, build a wall, cut aid to Central America, and threaten to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border will create a range of other catastrophic issues and fail to address this humanitarian crisis in any way. Well, It's all humanitarian crisis, isn't it? This is verbiage coming right out of the United Nations, folks. Make no mistake about it. This humanitarian crisis requires humanitarian response, reads the letter. To that end, we believe that you should immediately increase communication and coordination among federal, state, local, and tribal governments, as well as non-governmental stakeholders, to promote the well-being and safety of migrant families, process asylum claims quicker, efficiently use federal and non-federal resources, and ensure that the DHS can meet its national security mission. What? National security mission? On April 16th, the city of Yuma, Arizona, declared an emergency over the influx of migrants. However, according to the Arizona Mirror, the town has yet to receive meaningful funding from the state or federal agencies. Well, wait a minute here. What border crisis? Many of the same Democrats who signed the letter have repeatedly denied that there is a crisis at the border, only to eventually call it a humanitarian crisis. Oh, I see. A crisis, and now it's humanitarian. Okay, I got it. I'm astounded. Last August, Gallegro encouraged U.S. government officials to disobey orders from the sitting president in response to the Trump administration's immigration policies. This is what this Ruben Gallego said. If you are a U.S. government official and you're deporting Americans, be warned. Call them Americans. When the worm turns, you will not be safe because you were just following orders. You do not have to take part in illegal acts ordered by this president's administration. This is not an illegal act, okay? This is one of the charges that the federal government has on border security and immigration, folks. These liars, they keep twisting this stuff. Now we're down to, oh, it's not a crisis, it's just a humanitarian crisis. I see. Chris Hayes tweets out, citizens having their papers demanded, then confiscated, and then put in detention and ordered into deportation proceedings. The historical resonances here are clear as a bell. I can take that either way. Representative Kirkpatrick, one of Arizona's Democrats, asking the DHS to appoint a crisis coordinator, said a border wall doesn't solve anything. Yes, it does. Along with the walls that if they do get over or under it, then when they hit this U.S. soil, you're an illegal, you're detained, and then you're shipped back. This is all, folks, this is all part of the bigger program, the balkanization of this country, just as you've seen the rest of the world and how they're suffering under this. And I don't give a damn if it's Syrians, I don't care if it's Mexicans, I don't care what it is. If we can dilute and dissolve your culture and your country and your society, we're damn well going to do it, and they've been doing it for a number of years. Just ask the people in Europe. They're not happy. But see, we never report on that, the mainstream doesn't, because you might get the idea that this is happening around the world and how other people are responding to this. They want it stopped, just as we do here. I mean, do we have to call out the militia? Do we have to go down on the border? We did it before, we can do it again. But of course, there's going to be people that... These people are just a humanitarian crisis, and you're going to patrol our border, and you're going to be armed? Well, tell them to stop coming. You know, folks, you know what they've been pumping out there? The unemployment rate's only 3.7%, and we've got a lot of jobs that nobody wants to fill in this country. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, you know, as much as they... as much as they like to slam Trump for twittering, it seems they're all doing it now. Real Donald Trump should listen to the Congress members who actually represent border communities. Our districts and our country reap huge economic benefits when we address the real issues that affect our border. A border wall doesn't solve anything. Excuse me. I'm sorry. California, it's taking its last Coriolis flush. Look quick. It's going down the toity rather fast. billions and billions have been spent out of the public coffers in California. They're broke. People are pissed, and they're leaving. They can't afford to buy property. They can't afford to live out there. They can't afford to put gas in their cars, and they're leaving California. Now, here's the irony to this, folks. These are the productive people. These are the people that were working. These are the people that were paying taxes, way too many of them in California because of all the illegals. But these are the people that are putting money into their coffers. Well, what's California going to do now? I don't know, but I'm telling you what, I'm all for, you guys don't like walls on our southern border? Okay, let's build a wall around California because we're being infected all across this country. By you allowing, having a sanctuary state, there's no ankle bracelets that's being put on these illegals. You know, when you go to cross the border, an alarm doesn't go off and the DHS or somebody show up from Border Patrol or someplace else to say, okay, you got to get back in the state. You got to get back in your sanctuary state here. Folks, we covered this over the years. But they firmly believe that California, Arizona, New Mexico, and states in between actually belong to Mexico. They forgot that little deal that Mexican government actually sold us the land. They forgot that. You know, contracts that are signed and money's exchanged years ago, that doesn't count. That land belongs to us. Well, why do you want to take on any more when you're doing such a lousy job with what you got right now? You got drug cartels basically running all of Mexico. And this porous border, now we have the drug dealers setting up shop in all of our metropolitan areas. And that's right, outside of the cities is going out to the white suburbs too. Ooh. People have had enough of this. They have had enough. Representative Juan Vargas tweets out to Donald and GOP leaders. Don't be fooled. They're just here to spread lies to further their narrative. I won't let them misrepresent my district for their own political gain. You have ceased to be a representative of anything American, whether it be a city, a township, anything. You're not there for Americans. You're there for the illegals. Sorry to say. Art, off the grid. You still off the grid, Art?
I'm about as off the grid you can get without going into a cave. And I'll tell you, if things keep going, that's exactly where I'm going to end up. And I know of several places in this country with lots of caves I can hide in. Oh, you know, John, I was laying in the bed all nice and comfy just listening. And then I heard this idiot talking about, you don't need an AR or AK, got a clip for a hundred round magazine. What? Since when do magazines come with 100-round capacity? I mean, it's like this guy obviously doesn't know anything about weapons. Because you don't have a 100-round magazine. You've got a drum,
yeah,
or a barrel.
Yeah.
You don't have a magazine. And here's the thing. You know, I bet I could walk through his house and point out a whole heap of things he's got that he don't need, but he's got them. Why does he got them? Probably because he wants them. That's like somebody telling me, well, Art, you don't need 6 pistols. Doesn't matter what I need. I want them. Therefore, I got them.
Well, and Art, these are for the people, and I'm sure that you're a very giving individual. You know, years ago when we were firing up the militias because the government, federal government, looked like it was going to put the troops in the street to go confiscate guns, we decided that, hey, okay, well, you do that and we'll do this. And that never happened. But we used to tell people that, you know what, it's kind of nice to have a gun just in case because you never know what's going to happen. And a lot of you people out there don't own firearms. So when mm-hmm. the doo-doo hits the air oscillating moving device, you're going to be gunless, and we're going to call you the butter knife brigades. What we're going to do is hand you a butter knife, and with that butter knife, you got to go out there and get yourself a gun. Oh, and by the way, when you come back with a gun, by way of that butter knife, give that butter knife to somebody else that doesn't have a gun. So I'm sure, Art, that some of those guns you have there, you'd be happy to give up to the gunless ones.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I have more than my... I mean, I only got two hands.
That's right.
But you know what? With two more people, we got six hands. Well, hot diggity dog, we got a cover, don't we?
We got six guns.
You know, that's the whole thing. And then I got a shotgun and a rifle. So, I mean, heck, that was one of the reasons for having the more than I can actually use at one time, because I don't know who might be here when it all goes down and who might or may not have what they, you know, have something I can say, here, point in that direction and squeeze, you know, and I got it covered. But the thing is, who are they to tell us what we do or do not need? Or what we should or should not have. And what's next? Let's say they do ban these high-capacity magazines and these 100-round barrels like you got for your AR, AR that you got?
I got a 90. I got a 90-run. I didn't go out and buy the Boobs of Doom for the AR-15, as they're called. That's the military style. Mm-hmm. And if people have never seen them, they're kind of neat little things. They've got two little side-by-side drums. But I optioned for the 90-round drum for the AR-15 and the 100-round drum for the AK-47. Enough there, even single pull, I can probably melt the barrel down in quick succession, you know, firing bullets. But
well, here's the thing. Let's say they are capable, so do somehow manage to ban them out. What are they going to do next? Ban the 50-round drum for the shotgun?
Well, hey, Art, I don't know if you heard. Just take a look at India. I'm sorry, England. India. What did they do? Well, they told their people they can't have guns. They confiscated them, crushed them. Australia did the same thing. But in England, now what are they doing? Well, you take away the guns and people go, okay, what else can I use? Let me see. Here's a sharp kitchen knife or a baseball bat. They're banning knives.
Yeah, that goes right to what you were saying, you know, earlier, that, you know, people who want to do others harm are going to find a way to do it one way or the other.
Yep.
In fact, I think I remember something a few days ago hearing something about China trying to do some kind of ban on knives. It's like, I mean, I got a baseball bat. I can beat you to death with this thing.
Yeah, but you know what? I can drive nails through the end of that bat, and I can come up with some medieval kind of weapon.
Yeah, zombie killer, man.
There you go.
I mean, I can, and not to sound graphic, folks, but I can walk through your house and I can show you how 80% of everything you have in your house can be turned into a weapon. I can cut your throat with a single piece of paper. What are you going to do, outlaw paper? I can kill you with a paper clip. We're going to outlaw paper clips?
They're not going to stop, Art. They're just not going to stop. The object here is complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. If you haven't noticed, it's not peaceful anymore. And we've got knuckle draggers in our own culture. Just today, we had two young, they weren't even adults, they were juveniles, decided to shoot up some school kids out in Denver, Colorado area. And I'm sorry to see this, but this is the decay of a society. And the thinking of young people that they can actually go do something like this, more drastic action has to be taken. The only way to stop a bad kid or a guy or a woman, or if you can't figure out what sex they are, I don't care. But the only way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
Right.
Not to take all of them away.
Here's something I found really interesting with this Colorado shooting. And you pointed this out earlier. They're being very quiet about giving any information or mm-hmm. any details, and this is something that normally, when you have a school shooting, normally it's just a flood of information, a flood of details, where then you end up with, within 24 hours, you got five different stories of what happened. Well, here they're being very quiet, they're being very cautious about releasing any kind of information of any sort, and it almost makes me wonder if maybe they have finally figured out, keep your mouth shut until you get your story straight. because this is the when
or,
you have
multiple, or art. I'll hold you over. Or until you get your narrative or your lie straight. Hang on a second. I've got to take this 3-minute break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. A lot of information coming your way, folks. Just hang on. We'll get to it.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Art, you know, we're going to keep having these conversations just as long as people disrespect the Constitution. And this was not... this was not a coffee clutch meeting. Okay, well, let's do this and let's start a country and, oh, well, let's include a Bill of Rights. No, this was a knockdown dragout between many men creating this form of government we have. And I'm a little biased, Art. I happen to think that it's the best government that's ever been put together by men, not for the controlling mechanism that we see now. It's gone far afield and it's because they think it's the brand new democracy. But we're going to continue to have the disrespect, and I don't care if it's free speech, I don't care if it's gun ownership, I don't care if it's due process, I don't care what it is. Property rights, it doesn't matter. Everything is up for grabs for the new socialist, communist, Democrat, whatever. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, and, you know, like we were saying before the break there, you know, it's really interesting how, you know, they've really kept information quiet on this when they're not throwing it out there like normal. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's as we both said, it's, either one, maybe they finally figured out, let's keep our mouth shut till we get our story straight, or let's keep our mouth shut till we get our lives straight. But I'm not going to, I'm one of those ones, I'm not too quick to jump on the, it's a false flag train. I like to wait and see what happens first. So I'm watching this to see what happens and what actually comes out of this. But one of my big questions is going to be, were these boys or girls on SSRIs? That's what I'm looking for right
there. I was thinking about Columbine, which isn't too far from this school that the shooting happened today. And what did we have out there? We had the trench coat mafia, didn't we? And what were they on? SSRIs. They got in their little fantasy world. They dressed up in black trench coats, and they were little Billy Bad Butts, and then they just went over the edge and started killing students. Wow.
But that seems to be the one thing that a lot of these so-called shootings have in common is SSRIs and SNRIs. So that's the one thing I'm waiting to see is, were they on medication? And if they were, did they suddenly quit? Because that's a big side effect here.
Yep.
You get these suicidal and homicidal thoughts when you just suddenly stop taking your meds. That's why it's really it's bad to even be on them to start with, but to just suddenly quit, because I've been on these things before, so I know what they're like, and they're not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm watching really close to see what the word is on this, if they were doing them.
Well,
but
whether
let's not be too quick to jump on the it's a false flag thing. Let's wait and see what happens, like John and I are doing. Let's wait and see what happens. Wait and see what official story they come out with, and then let's see if we can pick it apart.
Oh, I can guarantee you we'll be able to, because no amount of time and carefully crafting of misdirection or lies is effective. It's still a lie. Art?
And also, too, John, isn't it interesting that within the same time frame that old Cory Booker comes out with his federal licensing with all of this others, it's all of a sudden we've got more shootings and all this anti-gun move again. It all seems to come in cycles. When you have one, you have several others. It's almost like watching the same playbook over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But
okay,
we'll see what happens.
All
right. Anyway, John.
By the way, before I let you go here, I'll tell you the insanity. Whether you're a drug company, whether you're a chemical company or a mixture of the two, it doesn't matter. Monsanto argues that the Roundup cancer victim, well, there's been a couple. There's 11,000 lawsuits just in the United States alone sitting there piling up against Monsanto. Monsanto is arguing that Roundup cancer victims should receive less money because of imminent death. I don't make this stuff up, Art. I just report it. Yeah.
All right, John.
All right.
See you later, man.
Okay, I thought I'd leave you with a laugh there. Not kidding. By the way, before I get into any of that, John Lott's latest study refutes claims that schools with armed teachers are dangerous. John Lott's latest study refutes claims by anti-gunners that the presence of firearms on school campuses increases the chances of gun violence. President of the Crime Prevention Research Center, Lott's study answered two questions raised by former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the Giffords Law Center, and others. One, does letting teachers carry firearms on campus in the classroom increase the chances of gun violence? And two, does the presence of those teachers carrying legally deter mass shootings? Well, 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 well. You know the answer to that one now, don't you? That's just, Sam, I just had a thought. If they ban all weapons worldwide, what are we going to fight wars with? Knives and baseball bats? With nails in them? The bats, not the guns. Oh, God almighty, folks. I don't make this stuff up. I just report it to you every day. It's a head scratcher to me as well. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. What goes up
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get
a little crazy. From Mercola, folks. I wasn't joking about this. August 10, 2018, a jury ruled in favor of plaintiff Dwayne Johnson in a truly historic case against Monsanto. Jurors found that Monsanto was responsible for negligent failure by not warning consumers about the carcinogen of Roundup. The jury itself ordered Monsanto to pay $289 million in damages to Johnson, $33 million of which was for non-economic pain and suffering. In October, the judge upheld the guilty verdict but reduced the total award to $78 million. Bayer/Monsanto appealed. In the appellate brief, the company asked for reversal of damages award based on the fact that Johnson's death is near. I'm not making this up. This is what they appealed and the reasons. Recent research shows that, let me get this right, glyphosate, I keep saying glyphosate, said it for years, thanks for ruining my fun, has multi-generational effects, pregnant rats exposed to half of the no observed adverse effect level of glyphosate established by the European Food Safety Authority between the 8th and 14th day of gestation had offspring with higher rates of birth defects, obesity, diseases of the kidney, prostate, testes, ovaries, and mammary glands. And just so they make sure you understand, mammary glands, they put in parentheses breast. Thanks. Third-generation males had a 30% higher rate of prostate disease than the controls, while third-generation females had a 40% higher rate of kidney disease. Cancer increased in second-generation rats on August 10th of 2018. The jury found Monsanto, now owned by Bayer AG, had acted with malice or oppression, was responsible for negligent failure by not warning consumers about the effect of its weed killer Roundup. The plaintiff in historic case was a 46-year-old Dwayne Johnson who's dying from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Johnson sprayed about 150 gallons of Roundup 20 to 40 times per year while working as groundskeeper at the Benicia Unified School District in California from 2012 until late 2015. His lawsuit filed in 2016 after he became too ill to work accused Monsanto of hiding the health hazards of Roundup, and the jury, as I said before, ordered Monsanto to pay $289 million to Johnson, $33 million of which was non-economic damages for pain and suffering. In October, the judge upheld the guilty verdict but reduced the total award to $78 million. I don't know why the judge has the power to do that, but that's the way the system is set up. Now, here's Monsanto and Bayer wants damages reduced on the grounds the plaintiff is near death. As expected, Monsanto appealed, and what's shocking is the company's argument for significantly reducing the damage amount further. In its appellate brief, the company asked for reversal of the damages awarded based on the fact that Johnson is near death. On page 87, the appeal states, and I'm reading right out of their legal schmeagle paperwork, folks, a jury may award future non-economic damages only for pain and suffering that a plaintiff is reasonably certain to experience based on his projected lifespan at the time of trial. Well, here's a new twist, only from the vaunted lawyers. Damage for the future pain and suffering are based upon a plaintiff's probable life expectancy of his or her injured condition. Compensation for pain and suffering is recompense for pain and suffering actually experienced, and to the extent that premature death terminates the pain and suffering, compensation should be terminated. They killed the guy, and then they say they want it reduced because he's going to die. That's how insane this is. And I go on with it. This is coming right out of their appeal. An award is excessive if it suggests the jury was influenced by improper considerations. At closing argument, plaintiff's counsel ignored these principles. He employed the jury to award $1 million per year for both past and future non-economic damages and asserted that plaintiff will live between 2 more to 33 years more. In doing so, plaintiff's counsel urged the jury to disregard the evidence presented through his medical expert, Dr. Nabhan, that plaintiff would not live past December of 2019, or roughly 1.5 years after the trial. He then asked for $33 million in future economic damages. If he lives for only 2 years, then in the remaining years that he doesn't get to live is also $1 million. So it doesn't matter if he dies 2 years or dies in 20. He deserves that money, asking jury to award a $33 million in future non-economic damages based on the plaintiff's potential life expectancy over the years he won't live. And the jury awarded the plaintiff exactly what his lawyer requested, $33 million in future non-economic damages. The court posed two questions for the parties to address at argument. Is the $33 million award for future non-economic damages based on plaintiff's argument to award $1 million for each year of lost life expectancy? If so, this award improper as a matter of law? Yet the trial court declined to follow this line of inquiry to its inevitable conclusion. Well, I'm not going to bother with the rest of this. It is lengthy. But this is the insanity. That is the gist of this, folks. That somehow that the award should be limited because we killed him. And, you know, that's a lot of money to pay a dead man, that we caused his death. 11,000 lawsuits. I don't care if Monsanto does get away with getting awards, jury awards reduced. There's 11,000 lawsuits. And this is not a class action suit. These are 11,000 individual little lawsuits being filed against Monsanto, and I'm glad that they're taking that tact. Because what I firmly believe this is going to do, it's going to put a stake in Monsanto's heart. Of which you would hear loud cheers out there for. FDA, shoot them up, bang, bang. Here goes the drug companies again. The FDA approves faulty dengue vaccine that harmed 100,000 children in the Philippines, killing some, and prompted lawsuits. From governmentslaves.news. Thank you, guys. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration just approved one of the most sought-after vaccine in recent decades. It's the world's first vaccine to prevent dengue fever, a disease so painful that its nickname is breakbone fever. The vaccine, called Dengvaxia, well, how creative is that name, is aimed at helping children in Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories where dengue is a problem. But this vaccine has a dark and deadly history. One that has led to criminal charges in the Philippines and sparked national panic. Estimates are more than 100,000 Philippine children received a vaccine that health officials say increased their risk of a severe and sometimes deadly condition. In this case, the cure is worse than the disease. In addition, other children who received the vaccine may have been in danger because their parents alleged they were not in good health. The French pharmaceutical company Sanofi Pasteur spent 20 years and about $2 billion to develop Dengvaxia. The company tested it in several large trials with more than 30,000 kids globally and published their results in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine. But halfway around the world from the Philippines, in a Washington, D.C. suburb, one scientist was worried about the new vaccine. When I read that the New England Journal article, I almost fell out of my chair, said Dr. Scott Halstead, who has studied dengue for more than 50 years with the U.S. military. When Halstead looked at the vaccine safety data in a clinical trial, he knew right away there was a problem. For some children, the vaccine didn't seem to work. In fact, Halstead says, it appeared to be harmful. When those kids caught dengue after being vaccinated, the vaccine appeared to worsen the disease in some instances, specifically for children who had never been exposed to dengue. The vaccine seemed to increase the risk of deadly complication caused by plasma leakage syndrome, in which the blood vessels start to leak the yellow fluid of the blood. Then everything gets worse, and maybe it's impossible to save your life, Halstead says. A child can go back into shock. The trouble is that the disease occurs very rapidly, just in a matter of a few hours. And then there's nothing on the outside of the body to signify the person is leaking fluid on the inside. He was worried about the safety concerns that he wrote at least 6 editorials for scientific journals. He even made a video to warn Philippine government about the problem. I just think, no, you can't give a vaccine to a perfectly normal, healthy person and then put them at an increased risk for the rest of their lives for plasma leakage syndrome. You can't do that, he says. The vaccine manufacturer disagreed with Halstead's interpretation of the studied results. The company, and the guy's been researching it for 50 years. Gosh, the manufacturer disagreed. Well, I bet they did. The company wrote a rebuttal asserting that the regulatory agencies had approved Dengvaxia on the basis of the vaccine's proven protection and acceptable safety profile. Sure it did. Paola. Despite these concerns, in July 2016, the World Health Organization went ahead and recommended the vaccine for all children ages from 9 to 16. Yeah. And I have no doubt that they did. In November 2017, the company published an announcement on its website saying that it had new information about Denvaxia's safety. Halstead's fears were confirmed. The company had found evidence that the vaccine increases the risk of hospitalization and cytoplasmic leakage syndrome in children which had no prior exposure to dengue, regardless of age. And this is what they said. For individuals who have not been previously infected by dengue virus, vaccination should not be recommended, the company wrote. Panic hit the Philippines. In news reports, parents said the vaccine contributed to the deaths of 10 children. So if it's safe and not a big deal, why did they come out and say that? For individuals who have not been previously infected with dengue virus, vaccination should not be recommended? Well, what the heck did the World Health Organization just say? Oh, no, you should vaccinate all the children between 9 and 16. How can they do that when the company, after people have been eyeballing them, and this is just legal schmeagel stuff, folks. Oh, see, we told you, you know, we corrected some information. You know. But the World Horror Organization, I like to call them, are now countering what the manufacturer of this vaccine is actually saying. I don't write it, I just report it. Wow. All right. Remember Donald Trump saying some things about welfare and that's got to be looked at? Well, let's give something else for the Democrats, and this is the stranglehold, this is the slavery, if you will, that many millions of Americans through black Democrats in the inner cities clamoring for that welfare. We've got to help the disadvantaged. Well, it's time that the disadvantaged start to help themselves as well. You've gotten billions of dollars, and these politicians have not done anything with the billions of dollars to improve anybody's lives. They have just gotten worse in the inner cities. Sorry. These are the facts, and they are immutable. Infuriating Democrats, Trump plans to redefine poverty, cutting Americans from welfare. The Trump administration is looking into altering how it determines the national poverty level, which may put some Americans at risk of losing access to welfare programs, according to Bloomberg. The move might occur from changing how inflation is calculated in the official poverty measure. According to a regulatory filing by the White House Office of Management and Budget, that formula has been used for decades to try and determine where the poverty line is and what people qualify for social programs and federal benefits. The measure is calculated at three times the cost of minimum food diet and adjusted every year as prices rise. It was first set in the 1960s, and in 2018, a family of four making no more than $25,900 was considered under the poverty line. This figure determines eligibility for state and, like I said, federal programs, Medicare and food stamps. By changing the measure, the poverty line could wind up rising at a slower rate. One proposal has been a shift in to chained CPI, Consumer Price Index, which regularly shows a slower pace of price gains than the already rigged traditional measures. It shows slower inflation growth because it assumes consumers will substitute less expensive items when prices rise. We can't get any cheaper than we already are, folks. Just we've run to the end of our rope, so to speak. Let me see what else is on the radar here. Oh! Well, seeing how Facebook and Twitter and other social platforms are private entities in private hands, you know, they haven't come out and made this argument yet, but you can bet they will in the future. Well, Texas is getting a jump on this. A Texas bill would allow the state to sue social media companies like Facebook and Twitter over free speech. Comes from the Investment Watch blog. This proposal aims to protect users on social media platforms from censorship if a site advertises itself as impartial. Critics say the bill is too restrictive. A bill before the Texas Senate seeks to prevent social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter from censoring users based on their viewpoints. Supporters say it would protect the free exchange of ideas, but critics say the bill contradicts a federal law that allows social media platforms to regulate their own content. See, this is the stuff that we don't want to get into here, folks, because deals have already been made. Nobody wanted to talk to me today, huh? I guess they figured that I had more to say than they did. I'd like to think that. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
They've been dancing around this issue about social platforms for a long time. Now, this measure, Senate Bill 2373 by State Senator Brian Hughes, would hold social media platforms accountable for restricting users' speech based on personal opinions. Hughes said the bill applies to social media platforms that advertise themselves as unbiased but still censor users. The state Senate State Affairs Committee unanimously approved the bill last week. And here's an update on it. The Texas Senate approved the bill on April 25th on an 18-12 vote. It now heads to the House, where it's expected to pass. Senate Bill 2373 tries to prevent those companies that control these new public spaces, and that's exactly what they are, the new public square, from picking winners and losers based on content. Hughes said in a committee hearing, basically, if the company represents we're an open forum and we don't discriminate based on content, then they shouldn't be able to discriminate based on content. During the hearing, Hughes pointed to a recent ad on Facebook by the Texas Senate Republican Caucus in support of an anti-abortion bill that the platform flagged because it could be a negative experience. Facebook objected to the ad because it asked users to share it. Hughes said that Facebook told him, however, the Republican Caucus posted an ad about the Senate's property tax bill that also asked users to share and was promoted with no issues at all. Well, la-di-da. By the way, update on store closings. Guess who's shutting down? Kohl's stores. That's right, the owner, ex-Senator Kohl. The economy's so great that Kohl's is biting the dust. I think I got time for another story here quickly. We're running out of time. Zero Hedge ran the story. Sit up and pay attention. Fire department urges drivers after Tesla slams parked fire truck. A fire department in Waco, Texas is urging drivers to sit up and pay attention after a Tesla sedan collided with a fire engine on I-35 yesterday. The driver was going southbound and the fire truck was parked near a crash zone to help divert traffic. The accident occurred on Interstate 35 in a construction zone. According to the Waco Tribune, the Tesla hit the front driver's side of the fire truck, damaging the bumper, emergency lights, and door area. And what happened? Well, some bad things happen when you start splitting those batteries up. that's about the size of this. And folks, we'll pay attention to the shooting in Colorado. I think they're being pretty cagey with the releasing the information because we don't want to put out conflicting reports now, do we? Kind of like what happened in Las Vegas, and then the FBI turns around and says, oh, we had no idea why this shooting took place. The multiple shooter incident that so many people were shot and killed? Yeah. So what did we get? The fumbling, stumbling FBI? We don't know. Oh, but we got rid of the bump stocks. You notice what story the news media has not covered? Arkansas and Oklahoma, with other states soon to follow, that it's okay for their citizens to own automatic weapons. All I want for Christmas is a minigun with a quarter of a million rounds of ammunition. A gift that just keeps on giving. You know, you can cut a car in half with one of those things, if need be. Perfect weapon for home defense, I would say. All right, that'll do it for us today, folks. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. Thank you for being here today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.